Just Think the podcast. This is Holly
and Amy
and Kristen.
And we are coming to you today, just the three of us, for a conversation about the state of the world, current events, what's happening, what is the mainstream media saying, what's really happening, they're not saying, or that they're just flat out lying about. The indoctrination continues. We see it. We stand back from it every day and marvel the level of evil, insanity, and overall stupidity that is going on in the world today, and just a bit baffled.
It's even worse.
Yeah. How many days?
1 week.
1 week from today.
1 week from today. So if we can survive this next, what do you
Please,
think?
Please, Lord.
17 days, maybe. I don't know. It might be worse. I don't know.
Well, if this is your first time listening to us, we have never wanted to get into partisan politics at all. We actually came from across the political spectrum. We were raised across it. But in 2020, the three of us as friends, we just realized we were agreeing on so much when the world was saying we were divided. Parties, we were divided by ideologies. We were finding as three women, moms, wives, business owners, we're like, what? We actually think, I think we realized a lot of people are way more aligned than the mainstream media and the powers that be are saying that we are. And so what we want to do, though, is have conversations, especially a week from the election. We feel this is the most important election of our lifetimes. And the reason we feel that, and we're going to get into a lot of that today, but we want to be really clear because Just Think was formed to get people to just think. We would say, we don't want to tell you what to think. We want to challenge you to just do it. That's still the case today. If you're fully informed as a voter and you just feel that policy-wise, one candidate is better than the other, then by all means, vote according to your conscience. What we're seeing, though, we're not seeing much policy. We're seeing a lot of politics, right? We're seeing a lot of propaganda. We're seeing a lot of lying, gaslighting, and what you're saying?
Emotions.
Emotions.
That's what I was going to say. Emotions is what I'm seeing.
Emotion-based decision-making.
Bad idea. As business owners, we can tell you making emotional decisions is terrible. It's terrible. It's literally terrible. God gave you your emotions for a reason, but it's meant to be more of an alarm to say something's off here. It's not meant to be your guiding light for decision-making. And we're seeing so much of it that we felt we couldn't be quiet anymore. And the first area, as white women, we're going to qualify that because the most recent polling shows that white women have moved away from Donald Trump and moved towards Kamala Harris. And all we're seeing as just bystanders watching is we're seeing the propaganda around the abortion topic. We have done a whole Substack on this. We have done multiple episodes on this topic. And where we will continue to argue is we will tell you that we believe that the full scope of the conversation around abortion is not being had. The truth about the government's relationship to these decisions and a mother's, quote, right to choose and her doctor's relationship with her doctor, it's all been convoluted by political propaganda. Mm-hmm. What we'd like to start with today is to remind you of facts. When Donald Trump was elected, he had the privilege of electing three Supreme Court justices. Of course, as a more conservative candidate, he looked for more conservative justices. They were approved by the U.S. Congress, right? That's how it works. So Roe v. Wade, which was passed decades before, it was brought back before the Supreme Court to investigate, was this a constitutional right that was given? Is abortion, by definition, should it be a constitutional right? Or is it a decision that belongs back with the state? The United States Supreme Court ruled by the majority that it was a right for each state to choose. Girls, did it outlaw abortion?
No.
No.
Girls, is the right to have an abortion still legal in the United States?
Yes.
Has Donald Trump said, and J.D. Vance said repeatedly, unequivocally, they will not have a federal ban on abortion?
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
Would it even be legal for them to have a federal ban on abortion when the Supreme Court just said it's not for the federal government to decide?
No.
Is IVF at stake on a federal level from Donald Trump or J.D. Vance?
No.
Is Donald Trump in favor of IVF?
Yes.
Thank you. We will fact check this in our Substack for all of you, for anyone who's still confused.
Okay? You're having an ectopic pregnancy rupture in your car on the way to the hospital. Will a doctor let you bleed out and die?
No.
Yes. This has been
the amount of people who still think that the government or some rule or law is going to stop a doctor from saving a mom's life is absolutely ridiculous. I cannot believe smart people that I know are believing this.
Like, yeah.
That is the doctor's medical license at stake. That has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with a rule or law or anything. I mean, it is, and the fact that they keep saying this and people keep believing it, it is just mind-blowing.
Or that I'm voting for Kamala because I have daughters and I don't want their reproductive rights to be taken away. Okay, we just keep hearing about reproductive rights being taken away. We're still just confused on what that actually means. Like, let's go back to the quiz we just gave. Like, what reproductive rights are being taken away from you?
Zero, especially if states now have the right to shorten or lengthen, right? So Roe v. Wade had a limit on what the suggested gestation, in which they were like, you cannot have an abortion past the state. What was it? 3 months? I can't even remember. So anyway, the states, and I think you remember back in 2018, New York State passed legislation saying you can have full term abortions. So I'm not really sure how that was all being conducted. But here's the point. Some states decided to lengthen it to full term. Minnesota and Tim Walz being one of them. Mm-hmm. Remember when they said, it's not true that we're killing babies at full term. Was that true?
It is true. And I think that's where I'm like, if you're thinking about your rights being taken, if you want to have an abortion at full term, yeah, you're going to have to be in one of the 9 states that allow that. I have a really hard time with that one in particular. But that is, look, if you are going to do it, I'm for women's rights, okay? I'm for anybody's right to make a fully informed decision. But while we're talking about this, the rant that I keep saying that nobody's talking about is that, first of all, you know that all of us want fully informed consent. You make the decision based on all of the information given to you. And right now, one thing that's completely missing from the conversation on all sides is, how about we start with preventing this in the first place? And I'm not talking about just abstinence or protection, okay? Here's a thought. Every single person, whether you have, when you have sex, man or woman, especially the women, because we're talking about women's rights here, whether it's consensual or not, you know that you just had sex, right? If you are not prepared to have a baby, there is an option that nobody's talking about. You can go get the Plan B pill morning after pill. If you take that within 3 days, there is, what did I tell y'all? Like a 79% chance of not getting pregnant.
Yeah. Is it 89 or something. 79 or something.
Yeah, let me look.
Go back and look, because I want people to understand.
straight from Planned Parenthood's website, okay?
Yeah.
Plan B pill works best when you take it within 3 days after unprotected sex, okay?
That's 3 whole days, like morning after and then the morning after, then the morning after. Those are your options.
You can get it at your local drugstore or pharmacy. No doctor appointment, no prescription needed. It's not, it's for anybody. Okay. When it says anybody, let's see, it can lower your chance of getting pregnant by 75 to 89% if you take it within 3 days after unprotected sex. So my whole point is everybody is so basing their policy, their decision, not everybody. Okay. I can't lump this into everybody, but so many people, especially women, are sitting here saying that their rights are taken away, or they're basing this just because they're worried about their daughters. How about we educate our daughters on not getting to that point in the first place? Why is this not? It's like public health. Why are we not talking about this? Let's not get to that place. Then you don't get to the slippery slope of, well, is it 12 weeks? Is it 15 weeks? Is it 34 weeks? Is it 40 weeks? What state am I in? Then you're not there. And the emotional distress, whether somebody makes this decision or not, you know, some people are totally fine with it. Some people really struggle. They feel like they have no option, that if they have no support, then how are they going to do this alone? So they do it, not really wanting to do it. Or they do it because some people are using that as their birth control, or some people just do it willy-nilly. But some people have no idea. They are not informed. They get it done. They don't realize how painful it is, both physically and mentally and emotionally. They don't know everything. And y'all, this is for like the mental and emotional health too. Just get to the point where, so this covers the people who are sexually assaulted. Of course, that's a horrible position to be in. But when people came to the ER with us and we had to do a rape kit, a sexual assault nurse examination kit, part of the process was giving them the Plan B pill. You know, of course they could make the decision to take it or not, but it's all should be your decision and you should know about it.
So I think that more than anything to me is reproductive rights. Okay. You have reproductive rights to be able to go down to your pharmacy, pick that up, keep it in your nightstand drawer just in case, and never get to this situation. And, you know, it's also baffling, like women, you know, they talk about women's rights, but it's only about abortion. It's only about abortion. Have y'all noticed? Like, we're talking women's rights when it comes to men playing sports in women's categories or men's using women's bathrooms. We're not talking women's rights when it comes to a lot of different things. It is literally, it's like, this is the only issue that anybody cares about with women.
Our listeners know that the three of us are passionate about exposing the broken systems within our society, revealing how the quest for money and power has corrupted so many of them, so that they no longer serve us.
That's right. We talk a lot about our broken medical system, and that includes our broken medical insurance system. We believe that it is time we dismantle the broken systems and work together to rebuild new ones that actually serve us.
And that's why we are excited to share an answer we found as an alternative to your traditional insurance plan that charges you exorbitant monthly payments and deductibles, then asks you to pay even more when you get sick, that controls your medical decisions, including what your physician is allowed to do and prescribe, and that rakes in billions as corporations at our expense.
That's why we love CrowdHealth. We interviewed CEO Andy Schoonover in episode 106, which we encourage you all to check out to learn more. But Andy founded CrowdHealth after experiencing firsthand just how inept and outrageous insurance companies have become.
CrowdHealth is not an insurance company, but a platform and a community that empowers you with a crowdfunding tool and a wealth of resources to efficiently manage your healthcare costs. And it's an excellent alternative to health insurance, allowing us to escape the healthcare matrix and put us and our healthcare providers back in charge.
Ever since my family and I made the switch to CrowdHealth, not only are we proud to be part of a company with integrity, but we love that we are free from the broken insurance system. We will never be part of that system again. We've had nothing but an A-plus experience. From before we even enrolled, we connected with an advocate who answered our questions. Then upon enrollment, we were immediately assigned a personal advocate who is literally a text away anytime I need her. If you follow them on Instagram and Twitter, you will see not only how much they truly care about each of the members, but also how much money they save us. This is why we encourage all of you to go to joincrowdhealth.org to learn more and to use code JUSTTHINK to get your first 3 months of membership for just $99 a month. Again, it's joincrowdhealth.org with discount code JUSTTHINK. You can also reference our Just Think the Podcast Substack for more information.
Here's what really, again, to reiterate Amy's point, we have spent the last few years as women with our rights absolutely violated in bathrooms. We have been violated by saying that a man can identify as a woman and then get all the rights we've worked hard and fought for. Let's start with Title IX and sports for a very long time. And now you want to tell me that women's rights matters most to you when this is the same party that doesn't give a toot about women's rights at all when it comes to that, because they are totally fine with men portraying themselves as women and then inheriting the rights that were specified for women, because for so long we didn't have any compared to what men have. It's the height of hypocrisy to act like you care about women. It is the height of hypocrisy to act like you care about women when you won't protect women in their bathrooms, locker rooms, sports. Stop telling me you care. You don't. What you do is you know where to speak to women's emotions, and you make them afraid that if, God forbid, they find them in a position of having a baby that they don't want to have, you terrify them into thinking there's only one option, number one, which is to end that baby's life. And number two, you terrify them that they're going to lose the right to do that without ever having a full conversation about what all that entails. And that's where we push back, because we know women who are damaged from having abortions. By the way, I think we each could tell stories of women that were damaged. They have never gotten over it. And that's because they're just told, oh, it's just a DNC. You just go away. We're going to scrape your uterus. Go watch a video. Have you ever seen a video of an abortion happening? It's not what they say. When you see the fetus trying to get away from the needle, you will reevaluate how much you believe in just, like Kristen said, willy-nilly throwing this around. We think there should be more education around what abortion is, about gestation. You know, for years before ultrasounds, they just said it wasn't a baby. Now we have ultrasounds and you can see it's a baby. Notice they don't talk about it anymore. They also don't even call it abortion or termination of pregnancy. What do they call it? Reproductive rights. That is all to shield us away from the actual full conversation of all of this. And it's a unique situation because only women can get pregnant. So it only affects half the population, you know, directly. Although I would argue there's men who I know wanted the babies and the women terminated. I know those stories too, and they were devastated. This is a complex issue in terms of what's right, but where I am going to also argue back. If I can look at an ultrasound and see a heartbeat, the full formation of a baby, and I can see that baby respond to pain, I'm going to tell you it's more than just a woman's right to choose. At what point do we as a country or culture start to say, where do we draw the line on protecting the right of the individual in the womb? Because at this point, the mom becomes an incubator. It's not just her life. There are two lives involved in this decision, like it or not. Listen, I get that me saying that for people who are extremely pro-choice, you don't even like hearing that. But we can't. I go back to Bill Burr when he did his stand-up at Red Rocks, and he said, look, I believe in a woman's right to choose. I believe she should be able to do what she wants to with her own body. But let's not pretend. What's not really happening here? He said, if I'm baking a cake and I put it in the oven and halfway through, or, you know, you come and you sling it out of the oven and it falls on the floor. And I say, you destroyed my cake. And they say, it wasn't a cake. And he said, well, it would have been if you had left it in the oven. His point is to say he believes that you should have the right to choose. I respect that he has thought this through. But this is what really bugs me, is that people don't want to acknowledge what is really going on inside that woman's body that's not just her. That's where I also will say, this is not a black and white issue, because there is a child involved, whether you call it that or not. That's where I have issues.
Well, and speaking of rights and children being involved.
Let's segue right into.
Segue right into our viral post. If y'all didn't see it, I don't know when this will go out. Probably like last week. We posted a post that went very viral, talking about women's rights. Do y'all have it pulled up?
I'll pull it up because I loved it. Because Kristen, thank you. Kristen found this. And it said, women's rights include a mother's right to not inject pieces of other women's abortions into our son or daughter in order to attend public school.
So we have, and if you don't believe, and if that's a hard pill to swallow, it was for me too, but you go and watch, we have a video and we'll include it in the Substack, but we have Dr. Stanley Plotkin, the quote, godfather of vaccines himself, admitting to this in a deposition with Aaron Seary, the lawyer that's associated with the High Wire, our favorite people. Like, you need to go watch, because you need to know, and please circle back to our Substack that I started with, like what you need to know. You need to know what's in those vaccines. You need to know what you're injecting. And this is where the informed consent comes in too. Just like abortion, just like vaccines, and just like COVID vaccines, childhood vaccines, all of these things you can't take back. These are decisions that once you make that decision, it's done. You cannot take it back. You can't take the injection out of your body. You can't take the vaccine out of your body. You cannot take that back. It is a very important decision, and a lot more important than they make it seem. So we, as parents and women's rights, we have a right to choose what our kids put in their body. We should have a right to that. That should not be mandated. Okay. So if they want the government to stay out of the decisions with abortion, they need the government to stay out of the decisions for vaccines. And additionally, with the hypocrisy, let's talk about the fact that Kamala Harris requires her employees to be updated with all of the COVID vaccines. How is that giving you the right? Right? I mean, you should have the right to do whatever you want with your body.
Yeah. And this is the thing. This is the other thing, too, that is just, I did not know until probably in the last decade, thanks to my sister Anna, you know, that there are aborted fetal cell lines that are used to create the vaccines. And she would say, you know, there's DNA in these vaccines. And then that just sounded so sci-fi, right? But then we just saw this come out in the last few years with the COVID vaccine. They admitted that they had DNA in the vaccines. Do you guys remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it was from like five different people, right? Do y'all remember this story? There was like five different. So then I'm like, okay, so then what happens when we're getting DNA from other people? Like, what is it? So then even, and this is going to sound crazy, but maybe it's not. They're talking about how the rise in confusion over sexuality and gender, they do believe there's a social contagion element, which we all know because of the starkness, right? But they said the DNA, they're not sure that when that is mixed in with that child's DNA, that there isn't an effect. So let's say if you're a boy getting girl DNA, there isn't some kind of effect there. Right. That sounds crazy, and I understand that it does, but I think if we start to just take steps back and go, wait a minute, what is actually happening when these are given? And I think, too, let me just also say, if we were of the mindset that these vaccines on the current childhood schedule, that the benefit outweighed the risk, we would probably have a more nuanced conversation with you right now and say, hang on, there's benefits here. After evaluating the entire childhood schedule as mothers, after interviewing countless doctors, countless experts, guys, on this that are courageous enough to tell the real science and the real truth, we can't really find one anymore that we believe that there is a disease for which you are vaccinated currently that you could not be healed from. And that includes polio, because polio, now in Africa, you get the shedding of the vaccine is giving people polio. So that vaccine alone, like if you're going to argue over that vaccine, the shedding of the polio vaccine is giving people polio. So we had a whole problem with that too. I think what we're trying to say is in today's world with better nutrition, better sewage containment, better water, better drinking water, better care, most diseases, let's take measles, mumps, rubella, you will heal from. Mm-hmm. Chickenpox, right? You'll heal from. Shingles. Nobody wants to get it, but you'll heal from it. Go ahead, Kristen.
Oh, well, and you'll have better immunity. I mean, you have bees, you have long-lasting immunity when you actually get it rather than the vaccine, because that's why you have to keep getting the vaccines every few years. That's why you have to keep getting boosters, because it doesn't last. Nothing is as effective as your God-given immunity, your natural immunity.
Amen. Amen. And then also, we should add, the testing of unvaccinated children against vaccinated children, their health outcomes so far in the studies that have been, because by the way, they want to suppress every one of these studies, and they come after every doctor and scientist that tries to even look at. Mm-hmm. Girls, you want to tell our audience what the outcomes are for unvaccinated children?
Unvaccinated are a hell of a lot healthier.
Yeah.
I mean,
listen to our podcast with Dr. Paul Thomas, because he's one of the courageous doctors that did put this out there, and he got his license taken.
Yep. Mm. And here's what kills me is these quote science people who are like, who, when we post things like this, come at us like, you just don't understand the science. Oh, like this guy, the other Psy guy. Did you see this?
He was fun.
He was fun. He was a ding dong. So I just responded, and let's see how many millions of Americans have zero idea about this one. Thank God for Aaron Siri, because did you know this? Did you guys know? Did you guys all know? Like, listeners, did you know that there is aborted fetal cells that are used in each of your child's vaccines?
Wait a minute. And before you go, Holly, because I want to finish that, but I also want to point out the last slide on this.
Yeah.
Pfizer also used aborted fetal cell line in the production of their vaccine, and they tried to hide it from the public. So just remember, there was a whistle that came out with James O'Keefe, and I included that on there too. So
there you go. And why wouldn't they want you to know for this very reason? This guy just said, wow, they all can't read. That's a crazy amount of illiteracy. Trump's in, and they got to bring Trump in. Trump did say he loves the poorly educated, which is just about every person responding to this post. So the science guy tries to call us uneducated. While Kristen, if he had just swiped right, Kristen puts every excerpt from the testimony of the godfather of vaccines before federal court saying that it's true. And so I just said, well, what about the, I said, science guy? What about this confirmed, quote, science from the literal godfather of the vaccine program of the United States, Dr. Stanley Plotkin? Can you not understand? Swipe left, idiot. Learn something. That's all. That's where I'm at in 2024. I don't like online debates. He never responded, because literally, if he'd swiped right, he would have learned something.
Gosh. Oh, he was a troll. He said several other comments.
He did. He's stupid. But this is what kills me, and this is what I hate about social media.
But this is also why I always come with receipts.
Yes, you do, girl.
You know what? It doesn't matter. He'll go on CNN or listen to Fauci, or he'll go look at a CNN probably abstract and say, oh, this is right.
Yeah.
But not going, like, we even provide, this is what's crazy. Trump can say out the yin yang that he's not going to ban abortion.
Yeah.
We say out the yin yang, we've got all the receipts and show them to you. It doesn't matter.
They've
same
still
with got Nola, same with Dr. Cole, same with Dr. Like, we all have them there. And it's like, nope, all of those are wrong. We're just going to believe somebody who keeps saying it, even though they've never missed a single study.
Yeah.
Well, where this coffee and COVID comes in, too, with the behavioral.
Oh, yes. Amy, read that.
Oh, Amy.
This is going to make y'all's blood boil.
Holly, take a deep breath.
Holly hasn't heard this yet. She missed this episode of Coffee and COVID, but which y'all the thing is from October 26th, I think.
Yeah.
But this is something new and breaking that we did not know. So it says, this week, the House Oversight Committee released its long-awaited report on the government's misuse of psychological manipulation during the pandemic. It's ugly. Okay, so it says the report weighs in at a very readable 70 pages, and he recommends the whole thing. I think he links it in the Coffee and COVID Substack so you can read it. He said if you're time limited, skim the table of contents and you can find what interests you. And for a quick overview, there's actually a Twitter thread summarizing the report that Dr. Jay Bhattacharya did. So on his Twitter or X, you can see that. But basically, in the fall of 2020, HHS was well along and swinging its monstrous apparatus of government over the heads of every citizen in the country. Instead of doing its own work, the government's vast army of overpaid health bureaucrats outsourced public health communications to a full-service behavior change research firm. Okay? Not a science firm, not a health firm, a behavior change research firm.
Mm.
Okay? The firm's name was Fours March Group. So that's FMG. We'll just call it FMG. Okay? Mm-hmm. So basically, HHS ultimately paid FMG over $900 million. So stop and think about that for a second. The U.S.
tax dollars. Our tax money.
Paid nearly $1 billion to one company to manipulate citizens into becoming more compliant to the government. And he said, but it was all meant for good, right? I mean, sure, we can quibble about the ethics of psychological manipulation and nudging and stuff, but those decisions were made during a pandemic amidst a public health emergency when lives were at stake. But the important thing is their hearts are in the right place, right? Maybe not. So it says, what advanced techniques did they use to make American public more compliant? What cutting edge science did they use for this $1 billion fee? Basically, the consensus is that they just lied. He said they lied and they exaggerated stuff to terrify people. Their lies were so awful and preposterous that nobody would have ever listened to them, except they put the full weight and credit of the government behind their lies and fear mongering to make the whole grotesque scheme work. So they just lied about, I mean, everything. It says, tons of times, like promising vaccines to stop transmission of the virus dead in its tracks. And it says the plan wasn't innovative. It wasn't cutting edge. A child could have done it. They're morons. They just lied and leaned on Americans' trust in government to sell their simplistic lies. And the bureaucrats running the health agencies in the country's health, liberal health professionals all compliantly went right along, facilitating the lies at every step. So this is the last part I'll say. So it says, for example, FMG's initial proposal to HHS was founded on a single theory called the health belief model. Here's how they dressed up their so-called health belief model in fancy academic sounding language. It says the health belief model used by the campaign posits that a person's belief in a personal threat of an illness or disease together with a person's belief in the effectiveness of a recommended health behavior or action will predict the likelihood that the person will adopt the behavior. So basically, they're just saying, scare them enough. Yes. Tell them there's a treatment.
That is where the money went instead of testing to see if it actually was safe and effective, or testing everybody, tracking every single person in this mass human experiment.
Doing what they did in India, where they gave out mass amounts of ivermectin and pretty much got rid of COVID, right? Like, I'm not trying to overstate that, but literally, what was it? It was that province of India where they gave out ivermectin, and then all of a sudden, people weren't struggling with COVID anymore. We could have done so much with that $900 million, and nothing screams psychological warfare like behavioral modification.
Mm. Like, they lies, just lying, lie enough, period, is to get people to comply. Get the celebrities out, you know, reinforce with the, you know, sports stars, the entertainers, the bloggers, like they're saying, they just put the full force.
John Legend, Pete.
Propaganda, yeah.
And they're dragging all those sorry ass people out right again for Kamala. They're bringing them out. Beyonce. First of all, I'm going to probably offend people because I love music. I love vocalists. I have a musical ear, so I can hear things. I'm going to tell you, she is not the best singer. Beyonce is not even in the top five of best singers ever. Okay. You can say what you want. I don't get why she's so idolized. She's beautiful. Like, she's made some good music, but like, I don't get that about her. But bringing her out on stage to stomp for Kamala, right? Like, oh, then we have Usher, who went on The View and said, I'm not going to tell people how to vote. Suddenly, 2 weeks later, he's stomping for Kamala. Right. And then the only thing that I can think of that changed during that time was Diddy got brought back into the conversation. He has an association with Diddy. I wonder are they threatening him that he's going to go down with that ship? Because we know these people, there are people being manipulated. I don't know what John Legend and his wife ever did other than maybe just come off the stupid farm. But like, they are always up in this stuff. Yeah. Sorry, I don't even care anymore. If you like them, you're probably not listening to this podcast.
And we can prove, we even have some friends who are actors that have been getting texts for them to go, like, pretend to go act like they are supporters in these rallies and different things. Like, we have screenshots from that. So they are actually paying people to, and influencers. That's already been proven. So people are showing proof that they're trying to pay them to go sway everybody. I mean,
it's wild.
If you listen to celebrities to get your, like, who you should vote for, if, like, that's who you're actually, like, listening to make your decision, like, please just don't vote.
Yeah. Like, Send this one out.
Like, Beyonce does not know Jack. She's talking about, all she talked about apparently at the Kamala rally was abortion, women's rights. That's her main, you know, that's all it's ever about with Kamala's rallies. Apparently everybody was pissed because she didn't sing. She went out, said something and left for like 3 minutes. And so people were like really mad because they thought they were going to get a concert.
Getting a Beyonce concert at the like Dorton Arena.
And Dee Stallion got out there and twerked for Kamala's audience that one time. So
That's true.
Here's what's funny. There was an ad, because I'm so sick of these stupid ads. But one of the ads recently was saying that Trump is only for billionaires, basically, and Kamala's like for the middle class.
Yeah.
And look at who was coming out endorsing her and wanting to be with her. All the billionaires, all the celebrity people.
True.
They have their own security guards. They have multi-million-dollar homes. They're flying private jets everywhere, you know, talking about climate change. And like, it is absolutely ludicrous.
And meanwhile, when this election's over and if Trump wins, nothing's going to happen to these people that just did all this. Not one thing will happen to them. But then you have Elon Musk and they say, what do you think's going to happen to you if Trump loses? He goes, I'm going to prison. We don't know what for yet. But they'll concoct something. Because they're already coming after him in business. They're coming in so many different ways. This man is being attacked simply for stating that he believes free speech is under attack. He believes the Democratic Party is behind it. And by the way, we know that's true. Why do we know that's true? Because Mark Zuckerberg, who owns Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, Meta, has said he was pressured by the Biden administration to censor certain things that they didn't like. That is not America, and that is an assault on our free speech, and that alone will make me vote not for them.
Right.
And I will tell you, I have never scribbled harder than I scribbled this week when I voted. I mean, I made sure that black dot beside a certain name was pristine. Because if I did it with gusto, and I wanted to literally, like, it was like, that's where I'm at.
It's like ripped a hole in the paper, like, and then my shit wouldn't have counted.
Like, just do it, you know? And I also, like, it's gotten to the point that I've been registered independent for a while. I know y'all too. I don't like straight party tickets, but I always kind of like to know, like, because there's a lot of people that are considered, quote, conservative that I do not like at all. There's a lot of conservatives I probably wouldn't vote for, to be honest. Yeah. There's things about them I do not like or trust. But I think I went straight ticket, y'all. I went straight ticket this time.
The thing about it is, like, all the crazy stuff with Kamala, with the border.
Yeah.
And, like, there are so many single issues. For me, I'm like you said, the single issue is the free speech. Like, my single issue is the border. I mean, if you just want to take one thing, there are so many of those. And so I'm like, I don't want to vote for anyone who thinks any of that
is okay,
or associates or thinks that that's smart or anything. And I have to say, I was so excited. Let me find it. Because y'all heard, or I think I sent y'all, that Trump's building his transition team. Outside of the government, like, because normally, I guess, in an election, the what does the government pay for the transition?
Yes, and it's not until you're elected, and then they give you money to create your transition team and then to start like interviewing, electing your cabinets, like that whole process to basically set up your leadership team.
Okay. Well, we just saw this that, and now I can't find it. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's setting up on, he's raised the funding himself to start the team now, which includes Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr. I'm like, dream team. By the way, did not have an opinion about J.D. Vance. And when he was chosen, I was like, okay, I mean, all right. I listened to him on The Advice.
Yeah.
And on, was it Tucker? Where did I see his first interview? I can't even remember now.
Well, Theo Vaughn was the most recent one. And I saw somebody post a clip of it. It was like, can you imagine Kamala or Tim Walz ever sitting down and just having a real conversation like this?
Never. Well, same
with Trump and Rogan. I mean, you know, like 3 hours with Rogan. And then,
y'all seen that Kamala, she agreed to do it. Joe Rogan, I think he posted like today or yesterday.
But he said that he wants it to be, but they didn't have time or couldn't do it because he wanted it to be like in studio.
You have to come to me and I'm only going to do it for 1 hour.
No, ma'am. That's not how Joe Rogan works. No, ma'am. He is the biggest podcast in the world. And you won't accommodate him? The biggest audience, no, I know why she won't. She doesn't want to. And I wouldn't want to talk to Joe either if I were her. Because he is one of the most knowledgeable. His breadth of knowledge of this little things he knows about is impressive. It's hard to pull the wool over his eyes because he is Jamie fact checking on the minute, right? Every time. Like he would, she, it's like Trump said, she, I wish she would do it. It'd be a disaster. A disaster.
33 million views in just 2 days is what people are saying with the Trump podcast, the Rogan Trump episode. 33 million.
What was Kamala on Caller Daddy?
So she was 717,000 views, and that was after 3 weeks.
And there you go.
33 million versus 717,000.
Also, she chose to go on a sex podcast, basically. I mean, that's not what it is, but like Caller Daddy is like trash TV.
Well, it was right in the middle of Hurricane Helene, right after that. I mean, that's when, to give her the benefit of the doubt, maybe it was recorded before, but it was released right then. So the timing,
bad timing.
Regardless, the timing was not fabulous.
Bad timing. Bad, bad, bad timing. So, yeah. So this is where we are on this, and this is why we feel so passionate about having these conversations. And again, anyone who's still listening at this point, you probably don't fully disagree with everything we're saying, but there's just go listen to Trump on Rogan. Go listen to J.D. Vance on Theo Vaughn. Go listen to Kamala on Caller Daddy. Like, just listen. And then what I would like for you to report back to us is what is Kamala's policies that she is supporting that are not a complete 180 from where she stood 4 years ago? Name one that she's still standing on who she's always been, and that's why you're voting for her.
And also, why hadn't she done those things?
Yeah, and why for 4 years? Like, it's so wild to me that, okay, it's like she has been the vice president of Apple, and Apple stocks have done nothing but drop down into the toilet for 3.5 years. And she says, no, make me president or CEO of Apple. Because I'm going to do the same. And by the way, the president says I'm involved in every single decision that was made. The president says, and I say there's nothing I would do different. But please elect me as your president.
But
is what she said.
She said, we're going to turn the page. I'm like, you've been on the same page this whole time. Why haven't you turned it?
Honey, we're going to turn the page and be unburdened by what has been. That's what's going to happen, honey. And I hope you go crawl in the hole you came out of, because if I never hear a foot tackle again, it will be too soon. It will be too soon. Sorry. I cannot anymore tolerate. It's not even personal to her. I don't think she's a great person. I don't think she's incredibly smart. I think she's a prop. She represents the system I hate. It's really not towards her. She represents the system I hate that I know doesn't serve us, that is corrupt to the core, and that is about control and domination. That's what she is. And so my anger is not to her as a human. It's to her as a product of the system.
Well, she's an installed candidate. She's completely installed. We don't even know who she is. I think we brought this up in our last podcast, but her family is not even who we think she put.
Yes,
we got in her book that it was her grandmother, and it's not her grandmother. Y'all go listen to Candace Owens. She's done a deep dive into Kamala's genealogy and in history because I guess it all started because Janet Jackson said Kamala wasn't Black. Everybody attacked Janet. Janet apologized, maybe, I think, right? And so then Candace was like, mm. And so you should hear Kamala is, we don't know who she is. And like Joe Rogan even said, he was like, just come sit down with me and tell me who you are. Like, who are you? You know what I mean? And Holly, when you said the system, she does represent the system, but back to that transition team really quick. I just wanted to point this out.
Oh, yeah.
It said, there are no corporate lobbyists on the transition team. None. Do y'all know how huge that is?
Huge.
Usually there's 100% corporate lobbyists. So that's very different. And this person said, it gives me lots of hope. This government is going to be different from any government we've ever seen. This means if there are no corporate lobbyists on the transition team,
they're not controlled.
They can't be involved. They can't be controlled. They're going to do when the RFK is going to burn stuff down. Tulsi's going to burn it down. Elon's going to burn it down.
We're not talking about actually burn it down.
Y'all, to be clear,
not literally.
Which Trump never said either. Go ahead.
Right. Anyway, we've never, like in our lifetimes, this will be something that we will have never experienced.
Never. Never. So that's one reason why we feel like we have to just be fully transparent and also just bring to your table the evidence of what we're saying. We're not, and this is where I think it just gets so challenging because so many people who've never been political, including us three, we've never tried to get too deep into partisan politics at all because we're just like, don't want to go there. We don't want to step into that swamp. But we're doing it because we recognize the amount of delusion that is out there based on the propaganda of the sources we all universally trusted at some point in our lives, starting with the mainstream media, starting with political candidates. That I used to think that if a political candidate lied, that the mainstream media would come out and fact check that before everybody. And then there would have to be some kind of ownership. For example, like when Biden back in the day, years ago, said that he finished like at the top of his class, right? And then we just fact checked that and the media was like, no, you didn't. And then he's just been a compulsive liar. We know this. And the media, until he was president, fact-checked him. Here's the other thing. If you think for 2 seconds that Kamala Harris did not know that our president was a literal vegetable sitting in the White House for 3 years and she didn't know, you're crazy. You literally need an IQ test and perhaps some medication because there's no way that is true. She absolutely knew it. He was installed just like her. You understand, right? They chose the puppet. They chose the person they could stick their hand up their rears and control and manipulate so they could in turn control and manipulate us. That's who we are.
And how you know that's true is also today I saw that the Bushes are endorsing Kamala Harris.
I mean.
So they are getting, this is where you have to look at, this is the establishment versus not. Basically, if you want that that Washington establishment, we have gotten to the point where the Republican establishment is endorsing the Democrat establishment because they're establishment. And
it's also, there were no weapons of mass destruction. And I imagine that George never wants to be caught on the carpet for that because guess what? You're next. Because he's already said he was going to release JFK files. He was going to do the Epstein files. He was going to it's all going to come out. And you, Dick Cheney, who is the warmonger from hell, who sat on the board of Halliburton, which was the war machine, which took us into a 20-year-long war in the Middle East after 9/11, and said there was weapons of mass destruction that were never found. Like, I'm sorry, but the Bushes should have to account for that, too. And this is where I can't stand any of them. I don't know that I've liked a president since Reagan, and I was too young to even know better. So I didn't know that Reagan passed. Hey, Reagan signed the 1986 bill that made it illegal for you to sue vaccine manufacturers. So strike on him too. Like at this point, listen, nobody's coming. I get that. But like, I don't trust any of it.
Nope.
I don't trust any of it. Nope. And oh, and did you see that Jimmy Carter voted? Speaking of vegetables.
That was scary.
I'm sorry. Like, what Somebody are we doing?
And then do like this. I mean,
it's not okay. First of all, that was, I feel disrespectful to wheel him out when he looks like he is knocking on death's door. God bless him. Please understand, y'all. I've had loved ones at the end of their lives that look like that. It is horrific. It's very painful to see. I can't believe they paraded him out for that. That was, again, do these families care about their loved ones, or is it really all for just the gain that they get as a family? It's so gross. For wheeling him out saying he voted, it doesn't look like he can do anything.
No.
Anyway.
There's all kinds of voting. Oh, and then the Virginia thing, how they reinstated letting illegal people who are here illegally and not citizens to vote. That has happened just last week. And there's already been like some drop-off mailboxes, right, that have burned. Mm-hmm. And anybody who is by chance working the polls or know somebody who is, James O'Keefe is sending some little spy glasses or whatever he is to people. So if you want to go undercover, please go check that out. Look, on all sides, everybody should want a fair
election. Means no one gets to cheat, left, right, independent, nobody. Like, I feel better about things just knowing that the election was real, like that there's no rigging of an election. Like, I would just feel better if I felt like we had safeguards in place.
Right.
Yep.
But we don't, you know, and we're trying, like voter ID. Which party opposes voter ID? That tells you which party is cheating. Is that simple? Because to say that it is discriminatory is an insult to every single American that lives, perhaps, you know, without a lot of means. They still have an ID.
Right.
I mean,
everyone has an ID. Let's be real. Let's be real. And then, of course, they're already preparing and prepping for like, oh, this could take days to count, you know. And I saw this TikTok or whatever. This girl was like, I can get on my phone right now and order Nobu takeout, and the satellite will send it over to Nobu. They'll get my order, and I'll, in 15 minutes, I'll have my food. But you're telling me you can't count votes in a day?
But yeah, they can.
Well, and when you've got all these early votes coming in, you got it up till then.
I mean,
we're actually voting on the actual day now. It's one thing even for them to use that excuse years ago when you could only go on one day. But now, all this time.
We're feeding the thing into the computer. Boom. It's counted. Right then. Instant.
Did y'all see that Republicans are up versus Democrats on early voting, which doesn't normally happen? It's normally Democrats early vote more than Republicans. So that's got them concerned. But like us three, we're independents. You wouldn't be able to guess what we're going to do. But I know a lot of independents that are in there voting early. And
I bet people would guess what we're going to do.
Yeah, they would. I mean, if you listen to us, you know, the check.
But based on our affiliation in the system.
Yeah, you wouldn't know from that. But right. You will absolutely know.
Y'all know.
We enthusiastically scribbled in black beside him. Okay? Beside him. And what's so crazy is like, I did not like Donald Trump when he was on The Apprentice. I was like, he is an arrogant New Yorker, not my type. Like, but when he said he wanted to run for president, I was like, oh, sweet, we need a business person. Like, I don't want the swamp. I don't want a politician. I want a business person here to fix this. Like good leadership, smart leadership.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to, before we wrap up, I want to make sure we pull out the Hitler stuff that we've been talking about.
Because that's a good point, because this, my point is to say, like, I didn't like him. I've grown to appreciate him. Whereas the more I see what you're getting ready to talk about happening, the more it endears him to me, because I'm like, God knows, I've never seen anyone endure this much BS attached to his name. Go ahead, Kristen. Tell him what happened.
Well, there's just so many things going around, like, that they're talking about. They're, you know, they've been comparing him to Hitler, which, that's one of those words. I mean, that's one of those, like, analogies that you cannot throw that around. Like,
no, you cannot.
Something that is really, really emotional. Talk about emotions. And these are absolutely emotions that are allowed. You know what I mean? It's offensive. Very offensive. Like, I mean, and to say that, first of all, I don't even know. I really don't understand where it all is coming from and, like, their justification for it. But then even saying that the rallies, and this is one thing that we've been talking about too, Amy and Holly and I, it's like, you look at the videos of these rallies, or even, and what happened in, where was he in New York? Where it was, like,
in Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden, 5 blocks long, like, everybody going. And you're going to tell me he's not popular and people hate him and people think he's Hitler? And there were there's a lot of people speaking out, a lot of Jewish people that were there that are speaking out saying everything that they're telling you on the media is a lie. And they're even showing Madison Square Garden and then a picture of Hitler. And it is just absolutely ridiculous. But I wanted to, I don't know, do you have that one show? Oh, my God, that sweet man. I want to put that in the.
Which one?
The Holocaust survivor.
The Holocaust survivor.
Oh, yes.
For Kamala. It is so good.
We need to find that.
I've got it. If y'all can hear it, let me try to find it.
Yeah, play it.
This tweet, though, that came over today, I'll read it. It says, as a Jewish person voting Republican for the first time, there's something that's hitting me in the gut, something that feels too close to home. Watching how easily people on the left, led by Kamala Harris, throw around words like Hitler and Nazi on Trump and on Republicans, almost like it's a game. It's offensive beyond words. These aren't just terms to toss into a political debate for shock value. For Jews, these terms hold the weight of millions of lives lost because of the Holocaust horror and the sheer destruction aimed at wiping us off the map.
Mm. Mm. Also, just to mention, Ivanka Trump is converted to Judaism. This would be Donald's daughter, and she's married to a Jew and is raising Jewish children. So it would be real hard. I mean, can you imagine Hitler having a Jewish son-in-law and then Jewish grandkids? I mean, but okay.
Okay, but I want. All right, this is a minute 36, but I want everybody to hear this. This needs to go viral, and it actually already is. So many people are sharing this, but if you have not heard this, I want you to hear this sweet man.
My name is Jerry Wards.
Can y'all hear that?
4 years old.
It's as loud as it can get.
And survive all our streets and the dead marches. I don't think that invaded Poland when I was 9 years old. He murdered my parents and most of our family. I know more about Hitler than Kamala will ever know in 1,000 lifetimes. For her to accuse President Trump of being like Hitler is the worst thing I've ever heard in my 75 years living in the United States. I know President Trump, and he would never say this. And Kamala Harris knows that this. She owes my parents and everybody else who was murdered by Hitler an apology for the beating this life. This is a lunch. I believe that President Trump was definitely going to be good for Israel, because in everything that he's done up to now was in favor. Never double trust anyone, and he never showed any weakness. Why should President Trump pray for the hostages at LOL and spend time with him so meaningful? He has always stood with the Jewish people and the sake of Israel.
So if y'all can't hear that, we'll put it on, but it was just so poignant. And just
if anybody would think that Trump was Hitler, it'd be him, right? And if he was, because he's literally, his parents were killed by Hitler. Okay, So if, like, you can go and act like you know something, but you don't know anything like he knows.
No. And that's, but we understand how people have been poisoned to believe that Trump is the devil incarnate. Like, we watch it on the news daily. Well, we don't watch the news anymore, but we see it. The news, everything from Hollywood to mainstream media to magazines. God forbid anyone say anything positive about that man. There's nothing. We had the most beautiful first lady.
Oh, yeah. Since, they can't.
Since Kennedy, probably the most beautiful first lady since Kennedy. You can't put her in a single magazine cover, but you can put Jill for Biden. Sorry.
I mean,
yeah, they never gave no cover.
Definitely not Hillary.
She's a model, and they never gave her a Vogue cover. Breitbart said, remember that time Trump was president for 4 years and ruled like a dictator? Me either. I'm like, I mean, it's just, but they're going to be a dictator. They're going to come out.
Listen, I have a great aunt that my mom saw recently, and her sons took her to vote. Her sons are very educated, but my aunt's 92 and not probably a lifelong Democrat. You know, Southern Democrat. The whole election thing came up at lunch the other day, and she said to my mom that she went and voted, and that, you know, she voted for Kamala. Of course, my mother was like, why did they take you to vote? Why? Did anyone? Anyway, but this mom was like, she said, well, look at how many people were killed on January 6th. My mom said, what? And it was a person that was protesting. Uh-huh. What do you mean? I think my great aunt thought it was a bloodbath because she watches CNN and MSNBC all day.
Yep.
How can you? I can't. Anyway, if we do nothing else, Carls, if we can get everybody to stop watching the news and start subscribing to Substack, we would change the world. We would change the whole country.
Well,
COVID.
Yep, and Jeff Bezos just read an opinion piece in his paper that he owns, Washington Post, saying that Americans do not trust mainstream media.
Yeah.
And also, House and Habit was just featured on, what was the magazine she was in?
Elle Magazine.
And they did this great piece on her. And there was one slide. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Oh, it says, come on. I don't know.
It definitely felt like with Elle, they did a pretty fair piece, but you could tell it probably was hard. Nope.
There it is. It says, somebody said, the right-wing media ecosystem is perfectly set up to boost and financially reward personality-driven media figures like House and Habit. And it says, you are never going to find the equivalent of Jessica Reed Krause on the left because that entire infrastructure doesn't exist. The far right built this infrastructure 15 years ago. Liberals have no desire to do it because they're still clinging to the broken media model.
Well, so... Glenn, I'll tell you what I told a friend who hates Trump this week. I said, go turn off your news, and I want you to go follow Democrats, like former registered Democrats, former journalists from the New York Times, the Rolling Stones, you name it. Glenn Greenwald, who's also gay, so we're not talking far-right religious zealots here. Glenn Greenwald, I want you to go follow Barry Weiss. I want you to go follow Michael Schellenberger. Yep. I want you to go follow... Matt Taibbi, Alex Berenson, five left registered Democrat journalists that said enough. It's propaganda. This is not journalism anymore. This is not what we were raised on. And they've gone independent. Go support them. Go support them. Because you're more likely to get more truth out of them than any of the others.
Yep.
You know? But we got to change it. And I love it. And that's why we have a podcast. We have a podcast because that's where everything's moving. Because people want the truth. They don't want propaganda. And they do not want any more lying so that the people in charge, the already rich elites, can maintain power.
Yep.
We're done. We are done. And if Trump doesn't win this election, please do not think it's over. Here's what I think. I think people who understand, this is what I think. Not everybody likes Trump that are voting for him. They're hiring him to do a job. they're hiring him to do a job, and that job is to dismantle the broken systems. Same with RFK, same with Tulsi Gabbard. We don't want any more wars. We don't want any more poison in our food. We don't want poison in our drugs. We don't want any more lobbyists. We want swamp drained. We're hiring them for that reason. We don't necessarily have to like him at all to actually vote for him. And I think that's what there needs to be more nuanced conversation around. And we're not all like him. We don't all agree with him on a lot of things, but we agree on the things that matter in terms of the job we're hiring him to do. If he doesn't get the job, my prediction is that there's a huge part of Americans that are so disenchanted with the state of the way things are. There will be some kind of pushback. I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm not making a prediction of any kind of insurrection by any means. I don't believe that at all. What I'm saying is, if you think we're going to lay down and take it, and you all keep doing this, it will be the biggest miscalculation of your existence. That's what I'm telling you. That is what I'm telling you. We done. Okay? And if he doesn't get elected, y'all better get your shit together today, because we're not doing this anymore. We're not doing this anymore. I'm telling you, we're done.
Nope.
Anyway, all right, y'all. Well, this has been fun. Sorry for the heavy content. Hey, let's go vote. Let's go vote correctly and formally. Let's vote according to policy. Let's get personality out of it. Let's look at policy, proven leadership. Let's go do that. And vote local. Don't dismiss your local elections. Everything that happens at a local level matters most to you. Go do it. Yes. All right, y'all. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.